أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آج میرے اس خطبے کے ساتھ جماعت احمدیہ کینیڈا کا جلسہ سالانہ شروع ہو رہا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے جماعت احمدیہ ایک لمبے عرصے سے جلسوں کے انعقاد کی وجہ سے جو دنیا کے ہر اس ملک میں ہوتے ہیں جہاں جماعت قائم ہے, ان جلسوں کے مقصد
The purpose of these gatherings and the traditions, they are fully aware of that. The MTA each and every Ahmadi who watches MTA has shown these spectacles of these gatherings which take place in various countries, and they have been all put together in that unity. That the attitudes and the traditions of Ahmadis have become one. The nobility and the piety, the impacts of that, the impacts are very clearly visible on their faces. And this thing is that which we can present as a challenge to the whole world, that this is the attitude of the Jamaat, this is the trait of Jamaat. Day before yesterday, in connection with the centenary of Khilafat, there was a banquet and reception. At that time, the Premier of Ontario was also present. While talking to him, I told him that there is an attitude of Ahmadiyya Jamaat. In various parts of the world, in various regions, you will always see them alike. And that attitude is the commitment of excelling one another in matters of goodness and to bring about a reformation in themselves. And until and as long every Ahmadi is continuing this struggle to achieve this objective, up to that time, he would be considered a very active member of the community. And he would be able to benefit from this blessing which Allah Almighty has given to us through the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. The impact and the result of this nobility will be seen on his faces, which are generally seen on the faces of godly people.
دنیا کے کسی خطے میں چلے
جائیں. دیز پیپل ہو آر فل آف ورشپ اینڈ ورشپ اللہ المائٹی ان وچ ایور پارٹ آف دی ورلڈ یو مے گو فار دی سیک آف احمدیت, دیز آر دی پیپل ہو آر آفرنگ مور اینڈ مور سیکریفائسز اینڈ دیز آر دی پیپل ہو آر آلویز ٹرائنگ ٹو ریز دی لیول آف دیئر ورشپ. ریگارڈنگ دیز پیپل اللہ المائٹی سیز تراہم رکان سجدین یبتغون فضلا من اللہ ورضوانا سیماہم فی وجوہہم من اثر السجود.
تو انہیں رکوع کرتے ہوئے اور سجدہ کرتے ہوئے دیکھے گا.
The meaning is that you will see these people in ruku position or in sajda and they are always seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty and as a result of these prostrations the signs of that are visible on their foreheads. So this is the criteria and the distinctive feature of the Muslims, the believers, which has been given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this age, in order to become such Ibadur Rahman, the worshippers of Allah, Allah Almighty has raised the greatest lover and the follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who established such a pious community, which has actually created such pious people, who have set the examples of the people of the latter days meeting with the people of the earlier age. And the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, through constant reminder and admonition and through his teaching, he has emphasized the need of and drawn the attention to the establishment and the creation of such people their objective should be to recognize the God Almighty, their creator, and to worship him.
ایسے مومن بننے کی طرف توجہ دلائی.
دی پرومس مسیح علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہی ڈرو دی اٹینشن آف دی ممبرس آف دی جماعت ٹو بیکم سچ پیپل سچ ورشپرز دوز ہو آر ٹرو بلیورز ان دی سائٹ آف اللہ.
عبادتوں کے اعلی معیار پیدا کرنا ہے.
And the purpose of those people is to achieve high standards of worship. In one place he says that those people in the sight of God, actually those who are the believers, and those those people who have specially been chosen by God Almighty for himself, and they have been cleansed by his hand, and they have been included among the chosen people, and regarding them he says that سیماہم فی وجوہہم من اثر السجود. You will be seeing the impact of the sajda, the prostration, and the worship of Allah. The signs must be visible in those people, because the promises of God Almighty cannot change, and there cannot be anything in that. But so therefore, if we claim that we believe in the Imam of the age, then our prostrations and our worship, that they should be actually the witness of that worship, and we should try to achieve those standards which are going to bring us closer to God Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has repeatedly on various occasions and in various ways has drawn our attention to achieve this objective in so many ways, which are the ways of those people who are his true worshippers and make us actually from among those people who are true worshippers of Allah. So our worship should not be something hollow, and our faith should not be just outward faith, apparent faith. Rather, it should be touching those boundaries where Allah Almighty becomes the tongue of those people through whom through which he speaks, and becomes the hands through which he does various things, and he becomes his feet through which he advances to the highest levels of godliness and piety. And Allah Almighty helps those people, as I have just mentioned, that in order to achieve this objective, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has through his writing and through his speech has advised us about that. And for this very purpose, he started holding these annual gatherings. In one place he says that all devout people who are members of my community, they should know from me very clearly that the purpose of initiating at my hand is that the love of world should be should become cold, and the love of Allah and His Messenger should become very ignited. And this should be such that after that, no one should be in any way disliking his departure from this world. And but how this love of Allah should be made prevalent and dominating, and what sort of worship should be that? Regarding this one, he further explains that until and unless the heart is not in a prostration of humility, simply to having any hope in the apparent prostration is futile. Just like the blood and the meat of the sacrifices does not reach Allah Almighty, actually the piety reaches Him. Similarly, unless and until the spirit, our soul is in prostration and ruku, that is not worthwhile. And the sajda means that we should be completely obedient to His command, and our ruku means that we should completely abandon everything for His pleasure. And then he says that my prayer is that Allah Almighty may purify the hearts of my members and show them extended mercy of Allah Almighty, and all types of mischief and bad things could be taken away from their hearts, and grant them the mutual love and affection. And I firmly believe, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that I firmly believe that this prayer is going to be accepted one day, and Allah Almighty would not let these prayers go waste. So therefore, all of us during these days, we should try to find out and have those prostrations which are the prostrations of humility and humbleness. And because of the blessing of the atmosphere of these jalsa and the rain of the blessings of Allah Almighty which is descending in these days, and the prayers which he made for the participants of the jalsa salana, we should take part of those prayers, and we should try to find those prostrations and those worship which are going to grant us the nearness of Allah Almighty. And in order to be steadfast in that, we will be in need of further prayers. So that the unending blessing of Allah Almighty should continue, and our standards of our worship should always be higher and higher, should be going higher and higher. And all the commandments of Allah Almighty, we must be acting upon all of them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah accept this prayer in favor of each one of us, the prayer made by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and purify our hearts. And on our hearts, not only just only the sovereignty of Allah and His Messenger should be in our hearts. And these blessings, we may be able to benefit ourselves and also spread it in our surroundings and also to our families. Our hearts should always be partaking from the mercy of Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, we should be able to discharge the duties towards Allah and towards human beings. And these are the things which he mentioned about the members of his community. Considering all these, we should be become those people who are the worshippers of Allah Almighty in true sense. And as a result of his prayers, we and our generations should be able to benefit from that. Allah Almighty draws our attention to the prayer in the Holy Quran. What are that those instructions? Allah Almighty says, it has been mentioned in various places through various references. The most important thing is, which has been made clear to us by Allah Almighty, is that every human being who has been made the best of the creation, he has been given that mind which has not been given to any other creation. He should utilize his faculties and enabled him to utilize them to the full, which has not been gifted to any other creation of God. And this human being has been given a glad tiding of an unending life after the death, in which, according to his actions, the system of reward and the punishment will be there, and which is not applicable to other creation. So those people who understand this very important point, they are going to be successful. Allah Almighty has fixed certain ways to follow by God Almighty. If you follow those paths, then in this life you will get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You will be able to get that, and also in the life to come. And what are those paths on which you can get closer to the nearness of Allah Almighty? And these paths are, the first thing is to become such obedient servant of Allah who are full of prayers. And he said that the most fundamental thing is the worship of Allah. And for this very purpose human beings have been created. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Explaining the meaning of this verse, Hazrat Masih Maud says that as human beings by nature, he has been created for the purpose, for the sake of God. As Allah Almighty says, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Therefore, Allah Almighty has put this thing in his nature, something for himself. And there are very, very hidden. He has been made for God Almighty. And that indicates that Allah Almighty has fixed this basic objective of your creation, that you should be worshipping him. But those people who leave this purpose, and they become human like beasts and animals, and they make the objective just to eat and drink and to sleep, those people go far away from the blessing of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty does not owe any responsibility for these people. The life of responsibility is that مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That they should believe in it, that they should change the pattern of their life. And there, no one can depend when the death is going to overtake him. So understand it fully, that the purpose of your creation is that you should be worshipping Allah Almighty. And you should be completely devoted for him. And the world should not be your direct objective. I mention this point repeatedly because this is such an important thing. This is very important thing for which human beings have been sent to this world. And this is the very thing which majority of the mankind have forgotten it. I do not mean to say that you abandon the jobs of the life, or you leave your family and go somewhere in the desert, in jungle. Islam does not permit that way of life. And this beast-like life is not the purpose of Islam. Islam wants you to make you fully alert and very active, wants to make him very active. So therefore I say that you do your work diligently with great effort. And one hadith mentions that if person has got some land but he doesn't pay any attention to that, he will be questioned about that. So it is not the purpose of Allah that one should abandon the worldly jobs and pursuits. The real thing is that all these things that you perform and do, you always have to see that whether the pleasure of Allah Almighty is the objective, or if you are going outside that domain and you are following your own personal ego, and they should not be given any preference. Then he says that humankind have been created for this very purpose, that they should try to know God and perceive him. And those people who don't consider this purpose of their life, and they are completely sold out to the gain of the worldly benefits and having houses and the property, and then these people, Allah Almighty may give a little bit of delay, respite to these people for a few days, but whatever is going to happen, Allah knows that better. A person should have the keen desire for getting the closeness to Allah Almighty, so that he should become a valuable thing. And he would become a valuable person if he has got this thing, and if that is not there, and only the world is the objective, and all these things are the aim, then he would be destroyed sooner or later. So this is the purpose of our creation, which has been made very clear by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has presented this before us, that in human nature, in human grain, this is put there. And the knowledge of this human nature is can be found, discerned at that time, when a person who is completely sold out to the worldly objectives, when he is captured in some misfortune and he is encircled in a storm, then immediately he looks upward to the heaven, because the worldly considerations are dominant. Therefore, after being delivered from that misfortune, they again forget God Almighty. Allah Almighty has also explained this point in the Holy Quran in various places. But those people who are really the worshippers of Allah, Ibadur Rahman, so these people, when they are delivered from misfortune, then they turn to God Almighty all the time more, and they dedicate their capabilities and faculties more and more for acquiring the nearness to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that for those people who are the worshippers of Allah Almighty, for these people, the creation of Allah Almighty, other mankind, and all the other things which are to his knowledge, Allah Almighty has made all these things to help him to recognize God Almighty and to increase him in the love of Allah. And all these things, when these people ponder over the creation of Allah Almighty, when they ponder over it and reflect upon that, then with the remembrance of Allah Almighty, then he continues to keep himself busy in the remembrance of Allah. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin lil albab. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والارض. In the creation of heaven and earth, and in the alternation of day and night, for the people of wisdom, there are so many signs are there. These knowledgeable people are those in standing, sitting, and when they lie down on their sides, they always remember Allah Almighty. And they always ponder over the creation of heaven and earth. This wisdom and this intellect which has been given by God Almighty, which he has given to a human being who is the best of the creation, this thing to a worshipper brings that worshipper closer and closer to God Almighty when he ponders over the purpose of the creation. But it's very sad that nowadays many knowledgeable people, educated people, they look over these things but consider their own intellect the whole thing, and they get deviated from the right path. But those who are truly worshippers of Allah Almighty, those who believe in Allah Almighty, and those who worship him, these people, they always, the faculties which have been given by God Almighty, the latent faculties, they always use these faculties so that they can increase their knowledge and perception of God Almighty. Dr. Abdus Salam Sahib,
اپنی تھیوری کو ثابت کیا.
Getting the help of Allah Almighty, he proved his point, the scientific point, and he got the guidance from one verse of the Holy Quran. So here, those youngsters who are grown up in these Western countries, they should remember that the more attention they will pay to the worship of Allah Almighty and always seeking His help, and they are going to polish their hidden faculties, then as compared with other people, you will be able to get more and more understanding and perception of the knowledge as compared with those people who do not have the this perception. Whatever knowledge they have, as compared to that, your knowledge will be much greater. And you will be able to give proper understanding of these things better than other people, as much higher than as what they have, what other people have. Regarding these secrets of universe, and cosmos, the things mentioned by God Almighty, He is the one who knows all these things better. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when He has mentioned that Allah Almighty has given, He has created human beings for His purpose. All these faculties have been given for this purpose, that He should be able to recognize God. So that those people who worship Allah Almighty, so Allah Almighty guides these people to the real objective of their creation, which is the worship of Allah. And it is Allah Almighty the one who is not worshipping, person who is who worships Allah Almighty cannot go to the deeper understanding of this subject. And those people who do not worship, instead of having that understanding, they become more arrogant. And the true worshipper, by looking at the creation of God Almighty, he gets more and more knowledge about God Almighty. So everything which has been created by God Almighty, that always increases a believer in his knowledge and faith, and makes that person more and more worshipper of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining the meaning of this verse, he says that the believers are those people who remember God Almighty in standing, in sitting, and in lying down position, and whatever is in the heaven and earth by way of mysterious things. They always ponder over those things, and when they are able to discover the delicate points of the creation of Allah Almighty, then they say that O Allah, you have not created these things in vain. That is to say that those true believers, they are able to appreciate the creation of Allah Almighty, not like the human being, other worldly people, that they do not take it as just the knowledge is sufficient. They know that how is the dimension of the earth, are things like that, and the sun and the moon and the stars, and what sort of links it has with all these creations. But their attitude is that after getting to know the delicacies and the intricate meanings of these creation, they turn back to the Creator. And through that, they strengthen their faith. And the signs of those people who strengthen their faith, Allah Almighty says, in one place, Allah Almighty says, إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ.
ہماری آیتوں پر تو وہی لوگ ایمان لاتے ہیں کہ جب ان کو
this verse means that only those people believe in our verses, in signs, that when they are reminded of that, they submit to Allah Almighty in prostration, and they glorify and they exalt Allah Almighty, and they are not arrogant people. They are not boastful. So this is the indication of a believer, that whenever the signs of Allah are shown or the verses of Allah are revealed, then they always submit to Allah Almighty and turn to Allah Almighty. And among the signs of Allah, there is the Quranic teachings, and those signs as well which are proved in from the Holy Quran, mentioned in the Holy Quran, and everything as a matter of fact which Allah Almighty has created. So the more a believer ponders over the teachings of the Holy Quran and in his surrounding environment and ponders over all types of creation in the environment, on the cosmos as well, then there is no other way for such a person except that he should be turning more than ever before to God Almighty and worship Him alone. So therefore this sentence of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, this sentence should be awakening for us, that those people who actually leave their purpose of creation and only take the habits of the animals as the purpose of their creation, they go away from the faith. This sentence should be a matter of great concern for an Ahmadi, that on one side we say that in order to gather the blessings of Allah Almighty and to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, we have included ourselves in the community of the Imam of this age, and we claim that we are the member of that community and we declare that, and because of that we are becoming the victim of the torture of the people of the world. And there are some people, they are facing some opposition from their relatives, non-Ahmadi relatives. But if we do not pay attention to worship, and we do not do full justice to that one, and we are facing the opposition from our relatives, so in that case we are going far away from the blessings of Allah Almighty. So therefore, all those people who are slack in their prayers, they should analyze themselves and they should assess their own condition. It is our responsibility that we should feel the concern and the agony that he had for us. And the agony and the concern that he had for the whole mankind. And when he says that everybody should have a concern in his heart for the guidance of people, they should have the concern to become closer to God Almighty. We are the people who are first and foremost should have this one. And there is a need for us that we should be submitting to Allah Almighty. And we should worship Him. And the best in the worship is the worship of offering the prayers regularly. And how these prayers should be offered, regarding that point, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, that the principle of worship and prayer is that one should make oneself stand in Allah Almighty as if he is seeing God Almighty, or at least God Almighty is watching over him. And he should be completely away from all types of shirk, setting up partners with Allah, and having the full consideration of his obedience and worship. And the verses of the Holy Quran and other prayers, he should be extensively praying to Allah Almighty and very much repent from Allah Almighty to Allah Almighty. And one should show one's total submission to God Almighty. And as a result of that, a true relationship is established. And one should be completely lost in the love of Allah. And that is actually the gist and the essence of the whole prayer. He says that the prayer is like worship is like a prayer, which is performed, done in a way, sometimes you stand, sometimes you bow, and sometimes you go into prostration. So, if in order to have closeness to God Almighty, nearness to God Almighty, that should be ultimate objective and the goal of all of us. And when this relationship is well established, then Allah Almighty delivers the person from all worries of this world. They are not deprived from the benefits of life. But actually the benefits of life do not become their objective individually and also collectively as a Jamaat. They are seen as a power which is always a sort of terrifying the opponents of the community. So these are the standards which all each one of us should try to achieve. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the one with utmost devotion and zeal in his heart, he comes to God Almighty. He never goes waste. He is never destroyed. This is the true thing I tell you, that those people become gods. Allah Almighty becomes theirs. And Allah Almighty gives them the help in each and every field. But rather they are given so much blessings and bounties by Allah Almighty that other people are there to seek blessings from their garments. In this age and time, after Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given a great blessing to those people who are the true worshippers, and that is the great blessing of Khilafat, which has been given to those people who are worshipping Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has given them the promise of Khilafat, that they will be blessed with that. So this is a great responsibility today for each one of us, every man and woman, every young and old, that they should be raising the standard of their worship. They should pay full attention to this one. The blessing of the Khilafat will be achieved by those people who are truly worshippers. And they also infuse the same spirit in among their generation, among their progenies. And they will be the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty, who do not set up any partners with Allah Almighty. And in this period of latter days, when there are so many things tempting the people to setting up partners with Allah Almighty, there are so many ways, when the commerce and business and entertainment, things are there to take the people away from the worship of Allah Almighty, and these things are being used for this purpose. When the Satan is always there to mislead the people, and it's becoming more and more active in this field. So at that time, it is much more required that people should be doing efforts all the time more. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that anybody who with the full zeal and enthusiasm, he comes towards Allah Almighty, he is never wasted. Those worshippers, they never go waste. They are never destroyed. Their progenies are also protected from the evil of the Satan. And the prayers of the Khalifa of the time will be in their favor, and their prayers will be in favor of Khilafat, and they will be accepted. This is the blessing and the bounty of Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty given such people to the community of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are truly worshippers. That is why we are being blessed with the blessing of Khilafat. And this is the promise of Allah Almighty, that for such worshippers, He would be giving them the blessing of the consolidation of the community, and this thing will be given to them through the blessing of Khilafat. But I would like to repeat this thing once again, that everyone, as a matter of fact, should try to include himself among those people. They should do some effort themselves. On 27th of May, when the Khilafat Jubilee was celebrated in London, there was a big function. In that function, it was held in other community countries as well, where the Jamaats held other programs and acted upon that one. They also offered prayers and observed optional fast and prayers, and all national communities, they celebrated it in a special way. From Canada, somebody wrote to me that we came back from the mosque at 2:30 at night, and on that road which normally takes 45 minutes for us to cover, we were there in 20 minutes because there was no traffic at that time early in the morning. But when we came closer to the mosque, then we saw that there is such a long line, a row of cars, that it took us another 30 minutes to reach the mosque, and we could only join the last few rakats of the Nawafil. So this is the effort which you did to establish this standard. This shows that you have the love for Khilafat Ahmadiyya. The weak among the weakest has got this spark of love of Khilafat in his heart that showed its mettle on that day. And so that the people could pray for the consolidation and improvement of the Jamaat. So try to convert this spark into burning flame and never let it die down or extinguished. And try to reach, make it reach the heaven and the skies, because this is the way to get the closeness, closer to God Almighty and nearness of Allah Almighty. This is the way how you can benefit from the blessings of Allah Almighty. This is the way to become the member of that people, and those people who are given this blessing of Allah Almighty. Now in this jalsa has provided you the atmosphere to excel in matters of goodness and worship. And this jalsa is very special in the sense that this is the jalsa of the Khilafat Jubilee. And just 1 month before that, you have made a commitment and you have made a pledge. And now Allah Almighty has given you the opportunity to renew this pledge once again. Everybody, while in procession, they should make this pledge once again. That the example that we set on 27th of May, Allah Almighty enable us that we continue doing it, continue to do so and make it a permanent part of our life, so that we should be counted among those people who are truly worshippers of Allah Almighty and with whom Allah Almighty has given this promise of Khilafat. Allah Almighty make every Ahmadi enable him to do so, and may Allah make this jalsa also make this jalsa a reminder for everyone to do full justice to the obligation.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله